service members who are transitioning out of the military have some opportunities to learn about ag careers with a very special event coming up. Commissioner Hugh Weathers, tell us what's going on.
You're right, Mike. This week, the department will be hosting a farmer boot camp, and we call it Boots to Agribiz. And I think this would be more of our military style of boots, not rubber boots like we might have in the dairy business. But it is in cooperation with the Palmetto Veterans in Agribusiness, and that's connected with Project Victory Garden, and then also connected with something we've worked with for several years, the Farmers Veteran Coalition of South Carolina, which is a national organization and a pretty active group in South Carolina. So Farmers to Boot Camp, Farmer Boot Camp, will be an opportunity for those veterans to learn what a career in farming might look like and what some options might look like. And this is one of the areas where we spend some of our resources, time and people and money, and something I'm very, very proud that we do.
Now, this is a two-day event, and they're going to be sharpening pencils one day, and then they're going to get their hands dirty the next, right?
That's right. One day in the classroom and then another day on the farm. And this year, the farm host farm is one of our own. And we have an Army veteran who's now director of procurement. He's out in Lexington County. He's growing some specialty crops like peppers and muscadines. Jay should be able to show them that you can do it and maintain a job as well, and then see where it goes long term. So, again, I hope we have a good turnout for the event this week.
And there's another event as well, specifically focused on veterans, an internship program. Can you give us some information about that?
That's right. The Palmetto Veterans in Agribusiness, they have the Agribusiness Internship Program. And they're going to be hosting an outreach soon. And I would have to think that some of our military veterans who've served us would make excellent candidates for this type of program. And, you know, we know it here in the department because of our very fine staff members who have served us.
And if folks want more information about any of these programs, I understand there's a website where they could click on and learn all about them.
It is, and I'll tell it, but I'm sure you'll put it up as well. But it's Palmetto Vets in Ag.org. So Palmetto Vets in Ag.org.
And indeed, I do have that posted on our website at sfntoday.com. With South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.